在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
Olaf's voice floated through the smoke, as deceitful and dangerous as the fire itself.
Get in the car this instant,
he ordered his associates.
I'm going to leave at the count of three.
The Baudelaires gripped each other's hands so firmly that it hurt to hang on.
Think of everything we've survived together,
Violet whispered.
We've lived through countless unfortunate events, only to find ourselves alone. If one of our parents has survived, it'll all be worthwhile. We have to find them, if it's the last thing we do.
One!
Klaus looked at the gaping trunk, which looked like the mouth of some dark and smoky beast, eager to devour him and his siblings.
You're right, he murmured finally. We can't stay in this smoky air much longer, or we'll become asphyxiated. The shelter of the trunk is our only hope.
Yes,
Sunny whispered.
Two!
The Baudelaire children stood up and scurried into the trunk of Count Olaf's car. The trunk was damp and smelled terrible, but the children crawled deep into its depths so they wouldn't be seen.
Wait!
The powder-faced woman called.And the Baudelaires felt the slap of the medical coats being tossed on top of them.
I don't want to be left behind. I can't breathe out here.
Will we be able to breathe in here?
Violet asked Klaus as quietly as she could.
Yes, air will come through the bullet holes. This is not the sort of shelter I had in mind, but I guess it might do.
Golos,
Sunny said, which meant it'll have to do until something better comes along, and her siblings nodded.
Three!
The trunk slammed closed, leaving them in utter darkness, and their shelter rattled and shook as Olaf started the engine and began to drive across the landscape, which was as flat and desolate as ever. But the children could not see outside, of course. In the blackness of the trunk, they could not see anything at all. They could only hear their long, shivering breaths as the air rushed through the bullet holes,and feel their shoulders tremble as they shivered in fear. It was not the sort of shelter the children had in mind, never in their entire lives, but as they huddled together, they guessed it might do. For the Baudelaire orphans, if indeed they were still orphans, the shelter of Count Olaf's trunk would have to do until something better came along.
My kind editor, I hope that this letter is not mangled by the ferocious and deadly in which I am hiding now, 1,319.5 miles from the restaurant where you celebrated your most recent birthday. May then exchange at a nearby laundromat or jewelry store for...Mustache. She will give you the complete manuscript of the Carnivorous Carnival, along with a satchel containing, which under no circumstances should you repair, the last survivor of the Baudelaire, a sketch of Chavo, the wolf baby, and Madame Lulu.Left of. Remember, you are my last hope that the tales of the Baudelaire orphans can finally be told to the general public. With all due respect, Lemony Snicket.